Well, let's take a closer look at yesterday's fiery press briefing at the White House and the news it generated today about claims of British complicity in spying on Donald Trump. Yesterday, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer dug down and expanded on President Trump's claim that he was wiretapped or surveilled by President Obama during last year's campaign, despite, or maybe because, both Republican and Democratic lawmakers said yesterday there was no evidence. Well, Spicer added in the possibility of British intelligence, quoting a guest on Fox News.
Last on Fox News on March 14th, Judge Andrew Napolitano made the following statement, quote, three intelligence sources have informed Fox News that President Obama went outside the chain of command. He didn't use the NSA. He didn't use the CIA. He didn't use the FBI. And he didn't use the Department of Justice. He used GCHQ. What is that? It's the initials for the British Intelligence Spying Agency. So simply by having two people saying to them, President needs transcripts of conversations involving candidate Trump's conversations involving President-elect Trump, he's able to get it, and there's no American fingerprints on this.
Okay, let's bring in NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, the president, yes, called the Brits because he didn't want to have his fingerprints on surveilling or wiretapping Donald Trump. This does feel like navel-gazing, you know, the press looking at the press and a press conference, but it made for a diplomatic tiff. Your thoughts?
And not navel-gazing at all. This is the rhetoric from the seat of power at the most powerful nation in the country, allegation of a past president doing things that would seemingly break the law and involving one of our closest allies, our closest ally, to do it. You know, there's one moment at which Sean Spicer said yesterday, and I'm taking the quote here, he said, putting published accounts and common sense together leads to a lot. Now, the president of the United States sits atop, among other things, one of the most sophisticated intelligence and law enforcement infrastructure in the world. And the idea that he can't ask those agencies, which Spicer said yesterday he had essentially hadn't done, to generate all the information they had on this to present it to members of Congress is pretty astonishing. Instead, Spicer cited such sources as Sean Hannity, of course, the acerbic pro-Trump conservative on Fox News, as we just heard Andrew Napolitano, a talking head former judge who made this allegation without citing where he got this information from. And a series of other sources, many of them conservative, that essentially don't quite support what the president had to say and certainly don't amount to evidence. They didn't even apologize. They seem to have said they won't repeat these allegations, which seemingly remain unfounded. But these are pretty big claims to make against both Obama and the British.
Well, and Donald Trump could pick up the phone and call Theresa May. He could just call her. The British intelligence agency that was mentioned, the GCHQ, which rarely responds to anything, did last night in a statement. They called the allegations nonsense, said to ignore them today. Prime Minister May's office said she had received an assurance from the Trump White House that they would not repeat these allegations, as you just said. Look, Sean Spicer read through all these published news reports. It was about 8 minutes long, and it was in response to a straightforward question from ABC's John Carl, who asked Spicer to react to news that the Senate Intelligence Committee had said there was no indications of wiretapping of Trump Tower. You know, this led to so many verbal tussles, including one with Jim Acosta, who responded to Sean Spicer's quoting of Sean Hannity.
Jim.
Yeah, you were just quoting Sean Hannity there. The House and Senate Intelligence Committees are quoting the FBI.
I get you're going to cherry pick.
FBI director, you're citing Sean Hannity
and Andrew Napolitano. You also tend to overlook all the other sources that, because I know you want to cherry pick it. But you do. But where was your concern about the New York
David,
Times
this went on forever and ever. What do you do, though, that there's a huge swath of Americans saying, what's wrong with quoting Sean Hannity?
I mean, Sean Hannity himself will say he's not a journalist, and for good, very good reason. He seems to be unbound by the idea of fact or fairness much of the time, and he's you know pretty much self-professed in the tank for Trump. What the is amazing to watch is that you have this really, as I've said before to you, is a kind of projection presidency. Mm-hmm. You have a press secretary and at times a president who are themselves cherry picking anecdotes in the media, assertions made by conservative allies to. Substantiate after the fact allegations that don't have any evidence to back it up and that seem to be pretty wild. That's different from saying that there was no surveillance. That's different from saying that there was no way in which people who are somehow in the Trump circle weren't somehow swept into surveillance of Russian figures with whom they had contact. Very different than saying, as they said, that Obama, you know, personally decided to target President Trump and Trump Tower for wiretaps. They've said, well, we're backtracking. It's not really wiretaps. It's surveillance. But it's, what they're doing is going looking for little incremental things, often in very sympathetic conservative media outlets in order to substantiate what they're claiming.
Look, is this unusual? I mean, just the kind of to-do yesterday. You can see the full press conference in many places. Is this unusual in the few seconds we have?
It certainly doesn't feel that unusual for the Trump era. The intensity of it, the length with which Spicer went was fairly extraordinary to watch and to hear. Yeah. But in the Trump era, you're seeing sort of a cherry-picking of fact rather than the assertion of claims made on an authoritative basis, which you expect from your presidents and your White House.
David Folkenflik, NPR's media correspondent. Thanks as always.
You bet.